Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what it is, man. You're now listening to E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with Emma E2K. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And welcome, everyone. Welcome all. Okay, ladies, queens, divas, foxy sisters, and even murder mommies. Tonight, E2K on the spot, we're discussing the importance of sisterhood. You know, you're listening to www.radioonline.com. And I'm on the air, and I'm here to discuss just that. Before we go into the topic, let me let you know, for those that are listening in, you can call in 347-826-7722. And if you don't want to speak and you just want to listen to the show, you can also do it via phone. I want to give a big, big shout-out to everybody that I've seen out there in New York City this past weekend. I was out there in New York celebrating one of my sisters, one of my older sisters' birthday, Marisol. So happy birthday, Marisol, to you again. She had her sexy 50s, and she was looking sexy fab. We had a great time. The theme of the party was 70s, so everybody was dressed up, 70s and early 80s, and it was amazing. For those that want to see the pictures, feel free to check out my page on Facebook, which is Emma Everything to Know. And the photos are posted up on there. Feel free to leave your comments. Shout out to everybody. Like I say, all my Watson family definitely repped for the Give Thanks fundraiser we had in Legendary. Thank you to Lizette for sponsoring us, and allowing us to do it in your place. It was cool. It was a good turnout. Shout out to La Nena, Helen, Ojos Azules, I didn't want to start it because then if I miss a name, they're going to murder me. But shout out to the Watson, throwing my W's up, definitely, for everybody that came in and repped. It was a good turnout. I'm still getting phone calls and emails on people that do want to continue to donate. Make sure you inbox me on my Facebook or follow me on the Twitter, Emma E2K. Inbox me any which way that you can. Email me, emmae2k@gmail.com. It shouldn't be that hard, folks. We're still collecting donations. I will give you the contact person in New York City, but just contact me, and I'll give you, the rest. It's a wonderful feeling, people. Please come out if you can, if you're in the New York City area. Next Tuesday, November 22nd, we're going to be on 138th Street between Willis and Brown Police, and that's between 4 to 6. We're offering a meal to everyone, and you don't have to be homeless because, tell you the truth, and, we keep it real on the show, we're all a paycheck, a mistake, a moment, an accident away from needing, So don't look down at those people that need just because you're on top, because you never know when the tables could turn. So anything you can do, try to pay back, try to pay back, man. I mean, I've been out of New York a couple of years, and I still stay true and consistent with feeding my community, feeding and toy drives and everything else that I do in the community. I stay consistent to it because I feel it's important. And if I feel it's important and I don't live there, I beg of you that everyone that lives there feel that it's very vital and important that someone like me or anybody else can, step in and do something like that. And you guys can do it among yourselves, man, really. I mean, that's real talk. It doesn't take much. It doesn't really take much to offer somebody a plate of food, Switching it around, yesterday, November 16th, rest in peace to my grandmother, Mami Tere. The best grandmother in the world, Teresa Garcia. You leave all of us still aching and hurting for you. Happy birthday to all celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to my brother, Joey. Definitely celebrating his birthday bash. DJ Jazzy J is also celebrating a birthday. So everyone celebrating a birthday out there, call in. If you want to give a shout-out, 347-826-7722. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, if you just want to give a shout-out to me, man, the sexiest hoes in the game, because that's how it be. So anyway, so the topic today, okay, people, the topic for today, what we're discussing or what I would like to discuss with my sisters and my queens and my fellow divas, foxy sisters, and like I said, my murder mamas, I want to discuss how important to you is the sisterhood. You know, some of us create sisterhoods for different reasons, you know, out of need, out of, you know, social a thing. You know, there's some sisterhoods that are created based on, you know, people's same hobby. You know, there's sisterhoods that are just together just to empower or motivate, you know, each one. My question I'm posing to the ladies today is, how important is the sisterhood? You know, I think it's very important. I'm not going to go into my answer just yet. I'm going to go into a song to, you know, motivate all the ladies out there and call in 347-826-7722 and let's discuss it. But in the meantime, let this motivate you.
Who won the world? Girls, 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 who won the world? Girls En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende?
If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really, really for me? La, 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 la. And if I add 5 to get 9 minus 8, that just leaves me.
Me, 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 me.
So many times satisfying my pride through somebody else's eyes.
La, 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 la.
Then
on the spot with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And today we're discussing the topic of sisterhood, how important it is, you know, to have a sisterhood or to create a sisterhood. All those that know me know that, you know, I'm very big into the women's movement, and I have a huge problem with one woman downing another one, or a lady, or a diva, or a queen, or however you want to address yourself, other than the, you know, the B word and all that stuff. I believe that if you consider yourself my sister, a loved one, you know, you should address me in a loving way. You know, us coming from the hood, you know, they've taught us to use negative tones to show affection. But I'm here to tell you that we can switch all that around. You know, you want to show me affection, please address me as a queen, as a goddess, as your sister, as your cousin, you know. But don't address me as your bee, because I'm going to, you know, take offense to that. And I hope other women and other young ladies take offense to it too. You know, be careful how you allow yourself to be titled, you know. Have that self-love and that self-pride, that you want people to address you as you feel, as you are. You know, you have to own it. You have to own it and have everybody respect you as such. So all those around me, you know, all my friends, and boy, do I have a lot of them, already know how to address me, because I make sure that they understand that I am to be addressed a certain way, you know. And it has nothing to do with arrogance or I think I'm all that or whatever. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with self-love and the pride that I feel for myself and all the work that I've accomplished, that I know I'm deserving of a good title, you know. So be careful, you know what I'm saying, just be careful of the title. You know, the topic of how important the sisterhood is, I deem is definitely important. I wanted to give this a platform. I want to shout out Fernando, who's definitely on the check-in. Let me read what Fernando put there. It says, good topic, Emma. Power is in the tongue. We can speak blessings or cursing on others. We should edify each other, not tear each other down. And, you know, shout out to you, Fernando, who's listening to the show. Shout out to my wife, part of my Watson family. I definitely agree. You know, I agree 100% is the reason why I do my movement, and it's the, you know, one of the reasons why I'm doing the show, to be able to give a platform to those ladies that want to express themselves when it comes to the sisterhood. I see it here all on Facebook. You know, everybody, ladies are starting to create their pages. You know, shout out to all the ladies that are creating all their positive pages and keeping the positive movement. That's a beautiful thing. That is a form of sisterhood, you know, because you give another woman, another young lady, a platform to be able to come and express herself, where then, you know, other positive role models can be able to blanket her and create, you know, a positive setting for that person, for that day, you know, for that lady. I think that's very important. To me, I've always said, you know, this is something that I always say, you empower a queen and she will run and she will run a whole nation, you know. So for one person that you empower, one woman that you can empower, she empowers her whole household. She empowers her husband. She empowers her community. You know, so if she is empowered, you know, it's just a ripple effect that she does to everybody else that's around her. So that's why I feel that it's very important for us to keep on with our sisterhood, you know, whether it be via Facebook, whether it be that you get together and have lunch or, you know, have a drink. I don't condone drinking. I don't drink, but, you know, to each his own. I'm not taking that away from anybody. But however it is that you come together to create a platform or a sisterhood for each other, where other women come out and actually express themselves without the cattiness, you know, without the cattiness, without the raunchiness and all that. I mean, I talk about, you know, accepting someone for who they are generally. And it's seeing if one of your queens, one of your foxy sisters are doing something that you feel it's, I wouldn't say necessarily wrong, because we're nobody to judge, but if you see that it's out of their character and it may hurt them in the long run because maybe they don't realize or see what they're doing, you know, bring it to their attention. You know, bring it to their attention. As a sisterhood, you're supposed to be able to open their eyes to better and more positive things, you know. So I continue to and will continue to encourage everybody having that type of sisterhood, because I feel it's a beautiful thing, you know, to definitely carry that on. So shout out to all the ladies, again, all the women, ladies, the successful ones are the ones that are striving to be successful. You know, we have to teach our daughters, our nieces, better ways, you know. Please, I don't know how to beg to be for this to be so important. We have to turn around and definitely be careful of the princesses that are looking at us, you know, and also the prince, you know. I have a daughter and I have two sons, so, you know, I kind of got to play both sides. But, You can call in 347-826-7722. Ladies, where you at? Where my ladies at, man? Call in. Don't be shy. Or leave on my page on the Facebook, Emma Everything to Know. Leave your comments, and I'll read them out in the air.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mighty Max.
And Infinite the Poet. You're listening to E2K on the Spot, Real Talk, Real Life, with Emma E2K on
LushRadioOnline.com. So, BX, stand up, you heard?
Get it, Triggy, get it.
Yeah, man, shout out to Mighty Max and Infinite the Poet for that one. Definitely, it was good to see Infinite the Poet this last weekend. We were doing the fundraiser for the Give Thanks Dinner. Let me share a little bit with you about the Give Thanks Dinner. The Give Thanks Dinner is our ninth annual, meaning we've been doing it for 9 years already, feeding our community in the Bronx. We usually go to an area where it's, of course, most needed. Shout out to all my sponsors. The Absolute Group, shout out to the Av Records, The Cuts, shout out to It's a She Thing, Lush Radio Online, of course, On Deck. Shout out to the Street Queens and all the sponsors that are coming out to make this event happen. Definitely shout out to Cry Aloud Ministries. We were there last year with them and did a beautiful service. And we're fortunate to be able to do it this year again and be there with them again and do, you know, this great thing that I actually think should be done every day. But unfortunately, you know, I don't have the ability to do it every day. But, you know, I'll try to do as much as I can. Shout out to everybody that I've seen in New York City, man. And just for y'all, I got to say, y'all created, you know, my empire state of mind. So this goes out to y'all.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from.
City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's
filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church ends. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Honeymoon, past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love, it seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances, though it's not a fantasy. I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow, take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. We don't know which way to go, yeah. time will take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, oh. This time will take it slow. Take it slow. Slow. This time will take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, 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 oh. This time will take it slow.
Yeah, man. So you're listening to E2K on the Spot, Real Talk, Real Life with your sexy host, MA2K, on www.lushradioonline.com. And we on, man, another week. As you already know, I'm calling in all my ladies, my queens, my divas, my foxy sisters, and my murder mommies to call in and let me, you know, talk to me about the importance of sisterhood. You know, I want to know, you know, talk to me. Talk to me about sisterhood. And I got somebody on the line. Hold on 1 second. I got somebody on the line. Let me bring them.
Sisterhood. That's the topic.
Call,
right? Not a female. Well, I'm gonna wild out. You don't know what I'm talking about. Hola. I don't think they can hear me, son, but sisterhood, that's what's up, son. Yo, I got...
A minute more to come, and I'm so proud.
all the chronic in the world can even message you. You're the ultimate high. You know what I'm saying, baby? Now check this out.
Take my money, my house and my car. For one hit of you, you can have it all, baby. Cause making love every time we do, girl, it hurts dangerous. Cause I'm an addict of you.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mighty Max.
And Infinite the Poet. You're listening to E2K on the Spot, Real Talk, Real Life, with Emma E2K on
LushRadioOnline.com. So, BX, stand up, you heard?
Get it, Triggy, get it.
Daddy, when will America ever wake up?
You know it's time we rise.
When I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat. Or a Republican. I speak as a victim of America's so-called democracy. You and I have never seen democracy. All we've seen is hypocrisy. We don't see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare. And the generation that's coming up now can see it and are not afraid to say it.
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't hey, we not to see now? I know you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real next. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ayo, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
I know you really don't.
Let me enlighten you on a lesson. Everyone should be checking. Time for us to awaken. Asking them for a blessing. In God's name, deliver you from pain. You vision in your brain is silly and dumb. Things and taking you places you wanna be. Faces you wanna see. I'm the driver steering you right. You would wanna listen to me. Looking into the mirror. Mirror staring at you. Reflection painting the picture. Your image telling the truth. What you preparing to do when the world's revealing the truth? Mentality got to change so the herd is following you. For your strength is not weakness. Words are not speechless. Damn, it's just best that we all become sleepless.
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ayo, we not busy now. No, you really don't want to hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ayo, we not busy now.
Listen up.
I know you really don't want to hear this, but this is real now.
The masses in distraction. They trying to lead the blind without a cane. It's like remainders, no fraction. Bless us with Obama, then the drama. Then they kill Osama. They reinvent themselves. They like Madonna, Lady Gaga. Pray to the heavens, but the devil wearing Prada. Sink in cement boots like a mobster. Sick to call a doctor. Insurance is crazy high. Government can't see straight. It got a lazy eye. Gotta wake up, sunrise coming, open eyes. If not, we headed for a slow demise. Be embraced by a colder side. Ain't gotta drive through to order beef. Hold the fries.
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ayo, we're not 59. I know you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ayo, we're not 59.
I'm an element of our urban housing development. I ain't choose to see what I saw, I choose to grow into what I became. Living life like a slave, but with no chains. Street to see, blind in my third eye, I wasn't using my brain. A product from an environment where parents get paid in low monthly increments. Getting treated everywhere we go like they knew we were welfare recipients. Fuel the fire to our ghetto demeanor. Cause us to move forward and not look back and run wild in this drug arena. Instead of building, I destroyed to fill an empty void of being unemployed. I lived the street life. Crime didn't pay. I could show you by the 6 foot deep holes where my homies lay. For dimes, nicks, and trays. Feel me? Feel me? Feel me?
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ayo, we not busy now. I know you really don't want to hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ayo, we not busy now.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. But I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life, with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Yeah, this is Busy Crooker. You are now tuned in to E2K on the spot with the host, Emma E2K, on LustRadioOnline.com.
Baby, this ain't fun.
women, so regardless, I blame them. I ain't know it's been so heartless. So she was someone I could be with till she cheated. Thought he took my heart, but she could keep it, keep it. Baby, I don't need it. And girl, you messed up, so beat it. And be it, and leave it alone. See, my women is all fine. And if your girl don't pick up the phone, then call mine. And if I ain't picking up, then I fuck at a time. And even when I flick up, I got money on my mind. Get my money long, and anytime you see me, I'm getting my something on. Got your girl looking at me, she's staying like something wrong. Got your main bitch sending me pics with nothing on. Yes, I'm a motherfucker, fuck on. It's the new me, baby. This my motherfucker.
Hey, what you do to me?
Mellow got the belly ready when I land. We the reason that these girls is they never with they man. And I ain't got a girl, so I do what I want to. Stunt hard, stunt hard, you know how we all do. Baby, I be doing something he couldn't afford to. How your man gon' stunt and he couldn't afford you? Baby girl, you could've had it all, but you just opened up my eyes, see I ain't mad at all. They say that love knock you down, but I'm standing tall. When it's playing this game, baby, you can have the ball. It's kinda crazy how you blame me, and it's crazy how you hate me now when you the one who changed me. Heard that you was cheating and they never get involved, cause I believe the karma sees it all.
www.lushradioonline.com with your sexy host Emma E2K, and I got on the air the CEO of Lush Radio Online, the Big Mama herself, Lushy Lash.
What's up,
girl? I'm glad you found the time to call in. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm just loving the support for my fellow sisterhood and my sisters. I'm just getting the love. I'm a little overwhelmed, so you would excuse me.
Shout out to all them boss sisters out there that say they sisters and stuff. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, shout out to the Big Mama from the DMV area. You know, that's doing her schoolwork. You know, I can't get mad at her. She's doing, you know, she's doing the damn thing. And I got to be supportive in this sisterhood that we truly have.
Yeah. Yes, you know, beyond that, them fake other ones that we seen, they sisters, like, this is my sister from another mother. I don't care if her mother, I ain't come out her womb. She's still my sister. I don't care. I consider her blood.
Right. And if you ask her mother, she say she hadn't. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, for the topic for today, sis, you know, I was going around looking at, you know, my Facebook, and I was invited to all these groups that, you know, were empowering each other, the women and all that. And I was like, wow, that was really hot. I thought that was kind of special. That everybody is taking the time to create these sisterhoods. And so I wanted to discuss the importance of sisterhood, you know. I mean, and I'm not talking about just on Facebook, and I hope that these sisterhoods, you know, travel out of Facebook, because, you know, it's not just Facebook. Facebook is one of the tools, and it's great because not all of us can be in the same state, so you kind of, you know, can still share the positive energy. But, you know, it goes beyond that. It goes, you know, actually going the last mile for, you know, for fellow women. Again, I'm going to repeat, you empower a queen, and she turns around and runs a whole nation. That's how important it is for us to keep, you know, our sister, our cousins, our nieces, the women around us empowered all the time. You know, important that they know that they love and, you know, that they have someone. And it's always a different importance when it's a woman to woman as opposed to when it's, you know, your man or your family. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a, just a different level of respect. Like when I do things and you call me up and you tell them, sis, you know, I'm proud of you, you did this or whatever, it's a different feeling as opposed to someone else telling me, Emma, you know, that was good or whatever. You know, it's just a certain level of respect that I have with my sisters, with my sisterhood, you know, and those my real queens that, you know, go out and represent out there, you know, to go out of the paint. So, you know, I've spoken for an hour about how I feel about it. Love, is your turn. Oh, my gosh, she left again? Okay. My sister, and I don't know what happened to her. Let me see if the call dropped. Okay. Sis?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why it just jumped on to mute you. I apologize for that. If you was talking, we wasn't able to hear you. So, again, I'm going to repeat. I've been talking for an hour. Now it's your turn, Lushy Lush.
Okay, well, sisterhood is important. I mean, we all need some type of uplifting. We all need, you know, especially if you didn't have, like, that big sister and you always wanted that big sister or just, you know, to share that sister if you was, like, the only child or you were the oldest or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you want that other sister to be there when she's biological or not, because, you know what I'm saying, it's hard out here for a female, you know what I'm saying? And us as single mothers and business owners doing things like that what we're doing out here, trying to make changes in the ways that we can, you know what I'm saying, even though we go through so much, like, you know what I'm saying, with the challenges of being a mother, you know, whether we're going back to school or, you know, just working a 9-to-5, you know, we need other women that are going through the same situations that we can bond with and have a bond, you know. And a lot of, like we said, even with you know, with street queens and you know, other people that say they have their, you know, foundation, I don't judge them, but, you know, what is the purpose? Are you doing things outside of just, you know, saying that it's all good in the sisterhood on Facebook or on your Twitter? And then when it's time for you to really support your sister, you know where to be found. You know what I'm saying? We really need to stand up. And, you know, they say females are catty, but we allow this cattiness. And, you know, we need to just come together and be more supportive of one another. If we were more supportive, there would be a lot of things we could accomplish out here. Seriously. And I shout out all them women that are powerful foundations that are out there making moves and doing things together. And have an inseparable bond. Me and Emma have been through a lot of things, man. A lot of things. How many years has it been now? I've had this show for it's going on 4 years or so, four, 5 years.
Yeah.
I think me and Emma been together for like 3 years, right? Going on four years. And we, you know, we could have said, you know, the hell with it, but we still here. Together. I get on her nerves, she get on my nerves, but we still love each other, though. You know?
That's right.
whatever one person doesn't have, we try to, you know, balance each other out, you know what I'm saying, and work with each other, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we do, and that's real sisterhood, you know, to be there, you know, when your sister don't have it, if you have it, y'all eat together, you know what I'm saying? If you eat, you make sure your sister eat, you know what I'm saying? Take care of your sister, you know? And that's what it is. It's beyond the whole, like, radio stuff. It's beyond, you know, the stuff is like, you know, we're family. And it's hard to find that out here because so many people are so quick to stab each other in the back. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to find another chick that can grind as hard as you do, for real. Seriously. And with kids, too?
Mm-hmm.
She a beast. She a beast, man. All I can do is give Emma nothing but props, man, because she go hard in the paint, and I swear she deserves an award for it.
Beast promotions. That's what Discut be saying, that I got to... Oh, let me... Oh, Dan's already copywrote that. I got to learn to be quiet.
And, you know, and the sisterhood doesn't just, you know, with us at our age, that we, you know, sisterhood starts, you know, from children, you know what I'm saying? You can be a mentor. You can be a mentor. You can be, you know, somebody that a child looks up to and build that sisterhood with that child. You know, these kids need that, too. You know, they might not have their mother they can talk to, but if you a little bit older, some type of mentor for them to help them out, you know, these kids need that. They don't have a lot of that stuff out here, and it's sad, you know. So these children need this out here in this world. So if you find a little child that's out there that needs support or you know, help them out, you know, support them, you know, because it's hard out here. Seriously, especially for these little kids, they don't have no more role models no more. They need another young lady that's out there that's successful, that's doing stuff with themselves, so you can set the example for them. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, one thing that I found so rewarding is, you know, with substituting and teaching these kids, and, you know, I'm going to school and everything, you know, teaching these children and stuff, it's like, it touches me because today was Teacher Appreciation Day, and all of my students in my daughter's class wrote me letters. They made their own little cards and stuff. And, you know, and they wrote me cards, and they said, you know, thank you, Mr. Dude. Thank you, you know what I'm saying, for making our class fun and teaching for our teacher when she's gone and all this stuff, and we love you and all that stuff. And, yo, I was getting mad emotional, son, you know. The little girls and even the little boys, you know, they need that type of bond, you know, and that's what we're missing nowadays.
You'll be surprised at all the things that these young girls are going through, and you know that we, along with doing the queens to queens seminars and the women's seminars, I do, you know, the young girls seminars, and we're talking about. I reach out all the way to from like 10 years old to like 16. And the stories that you hear in between them, I mean, of course, I'm not at liberty to discuss any one story in particular. I'm just saying that these girls know a lot more than they're supposed to, way more things than they're supposed to. And they're doing way more things than they're supposed to be doing at their age, you know, because that's how they were taught and that's how they view their aunts or, you know, or the women in their area and their block and their neighborhood, you know. So it's important that they get to see other different elements and other different ways of obtaining what they want. You know, not necessarily you have to lower your standards to get a pair of sneakers or to ride in someone else's vehicle, because guess what? Okay, they'll see you in that little Benz and BMW driving down the block, but eventually he's going to tell you to get off when they come to the corner. You got to still walk back. You know, it's not yours. So don't sell yourself short for something that belongs to someone else. That's not yours. You know, and just because you see a guy that has money and you're willing to do whatever, thinking that that money is going to be yours, let me let you know that he will continue to leave with his money. And you sold yourself to the devil. You know, so value yourself. You know, it's called self-love. I tell that all the time. I tell it to my queens. I tell it to all, you know, my young ladies that I come across. Self-love. Because once you love yourself enough, you will not allow no one to degrade you. You will not allow no one to hurt you. All that, you know, all that disappointment of that people and all that will not be able to touch you because you love yourself so much. I mean, sometimes I got to, you know, put myself on hold because I love myself that much. Oh, watch it, I'm going to kiss myself again. See? I can't help myself but give myself love all the time. You know, it's like, where's the mirror again? Oh, I got to get away from the mirror sometimes because I'm just, you know, like kind of stalkish with myself sometimes, you know? But I love myself enough to not allow anyone to come and break my spirit, you know, or to make me do things that I don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a different story when, you know, when you want to do some negative things and you're the one that wants to do it, hey. But just remember that for every choice that we make in our lives, you know, there are consequences, good or bad. So, you know, take heed to that, my sisters.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. So, you know, we definitely have to, you know, we definitely have to look after, you know, our children and our young girls out here, you know, because they don't have nobody. And that's the sad part about it. They don't have nobody. And, you know, the mothers are working. And, you know, I really can't use that as an excuse because, you know, at the end of the day, we work. We go out here and we hustle. We go out here and bring food to the table for the children. And we still manage to still be there for our kids. So if we can do it, you can do it.
But it's a cycle, sis. You know, those that are not doing it because that wasn't done for them. You know what I'm saying? So this is like a cycle that continues to go on, you know. You have kids having kids. I mean, let's face it. You know, you have young girls, 14, 15, 16, you know, giving birth. And so when they get to a certain age that now they have to hustle and bustle and work very hard to support this child that they had early on, you know, that and it took their childhood, they, you know, they're so in a rush to be able to catch up to the childhood that they lost, that it becomes a cycle because now you're taking away the childhood from the child you bring into the world. You know what I mean? And it's serious like that, man. It's just serious like that. But we're going to take a break, man. We're going to take a mental break. I'm going to take my mental break because sometimes I get some sort of way when I start talking about this stuff, you know? But I'm gonna give some "Let Me Love You" by Mario. Shout out to Mario. Love you, Bobo. And you know, I'll be back right after this.
You deserve better.
We should be together.
Yeah, so shout out to Yolanda Calderon for writing me like half of a book, but I'm going to read it. Shout out to you, Yolanda. She just went in the paint with what she has to say. So here we go. Why, it looks a bit longer. What did you do? Cut it? Okay. Here we go. All right. In 1812, she writes. Oh, she's writing it in parts. Okay, here we go. So, okay. In 1812, because I'm asking everybody, if you don't want to call in or if you can't call in or whatever, at least leave me your comments on my page, which is Emma Everything to Know on Facebook, and I'll definitely read it on the air. So, you know, so that's what she's doing. She's writing me everything. And she sent it to me in a message. I think I'm going to go there because I don't see her writing the second part. And we're all live, as you already know. So, here we go. She writes, shout out to Yolanda Calderon, who's definitely one of my Watson ladies. So here we go. In 1812, on the campus of William and Mary, the first social female organization known today as a sorority was born. These organizations were created as inclusive female groups that held rushes and pledged loyalty to a cause of womanhood. Those who heeded the call became members. Those who didn't were ostracized. The women who made it in held rituals and secrets and sought to be my brother's keeper to each of their members in solidarity. While we have come a long way from the traditional sisterhood of sororities, in today's society, women still need to stand together in solidarity. A solidarity which stems from the essence of being a woman, and although sisterhoods were created on college campuses to allow women to participate in community service and to share ideals and goals, sisterhoods have come a long way from sorority. And I know I'm saying it wrong, but I got a Spanish accent, so deal with it. Now, there are many options for sisterhoods available to women who have not had the experience of college Greek life. Women of all walks of life should empower themselves and each other through various organizations and social networks that serve to encourage, inspire, and motivate women to strive for excellence in the areas of careers, marriage, motherhood, social and home life, but moreover the love of self. In this day and age, sisterhoods can be regarded as female coalitions or organizations in which women of all walks of life can seek advice, network, and fellowship with other women like themselves who not only seek to empower, but to be empowered themselves. With changes in time and tide, it's come upon women as givers of life to seek out every opportunity rendered to them, as well as to reap each and every reward that is there to obtain. It is only through giving of oneself and enriching the lives of others through sisterhood will women be able to break the glass ceiling. Long live sisterhood. Dr. Calderon, a proud member of many sisterhoods and a woman of color. Shout out to Yolanda Calderon for that half a book, girl. But I love you because you said it all, man. You said it. You hit it right on the nose, which is, excuse me, us discussing this whole thing. So, and, of course, she ends it with, love you, Emma. Do your thing, queen. Peace, queen. Thank you very much. I solely appreciate that because that's the whole point of discussing this topic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, aside from me loving to hear myself speak, you know, you know, and me enjoying that you guys are calling in and listening, or you know, via website, Skype. You know, there's so many ways to be able to listen to LushRadioOnline.com and all the shows that we offer you guys. You know, we like to definitely spread the knowledge so you can do the wisdom. You know, so this is just knowledge for y'all. I hope you take it and you use it for its correct purpose. You know, That's really all we do, man, is teach one, learn one. We teach one, we learn from one, and we try to continue and do the best we can and walk the best walk that we possibly could. None of us are deemed perfect. And in our own little group, sometimes, you know, we have to look ourselves in the mirror. You know, forget about MJ looking at the man in the mirror. You know, let's look at us women, ourselves in the mirror, and to see the things that we are doing wrong that we can make right. You know, looking at ourselves and really looking at the things we need to change is not an easy thing at all. Nobody wants to admit that they have a fault. You know, I sure don't like to admit it. Well, I won't admit it in front of people, but by myself, I'd be like, girl, what are you doing? You know, and I try to correct myself and bring myself back, or I will call one of my sisters or one of my queens that will check me, you know, and I will let them know, listen, this is what I'm feeling, or this is what I said, or this is what I plan to do. And they will give me the honest opinion. Of course, I'm a grown woman, and at the end of the day, it'll be whatever choice, you know, I make for myself. But the point of having a sisterhood is to have that strong bond with another woman that, you know, maybe my sister may tell me something that I may just be like, wow, I didn't see it that way. Wow, okay, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
I want to read real quickly one of my inserts for my daily teachings of the book, The Secret. And those that know me know that, you know, I just love me some secret. So here goes for you. The negative feeling of disappointment keeps your desire from you. To turn disappointment into a positive feeling, start thinking and saying, when my desire arrives, I am going to, and fill in the blank. This is a great way to shift yourself to believing, and believing is where you want to be. You know, and that's the power. That's definitely following, you know, the power of that book, The Secret, which is the law of attraction, you know. And so we attract what we bring to our lives. You know, we even attract the sisters that we bring around us. So we must be very careful, you know. So what you see in yourself is what you're going to attract, in other words. So if you see yourself a woman of God, you're going to attract other women of God. If you see yourself as a shiesty, grimy woman, expect that that's what you're going to get around you. You know what I'm saying? So always be careful. Be careful and check yourself so you don't surround yourself with what you don't want to be. I got real deep there. What you think? Sometimes, hold them back.
Get the restraint.
Yeah, you gotta hold me back because I get like crazy in church up in here, like, you know. You know, but I'm just trying to tighten the mood. No, I'm not a preacher nor a pastor, and I don't, you know, make myself out to be one. I am a child of God, though. You know,
you're still God's messenger, though. You're still God's messenger. You're still giving them the word in your own way.
I'm a child of God. I'm an obedient child, and you know, sometimes I say things that I got to look at myself and be like, why did I just say that? But the other person does receive it the way they're supposed to. So I just, you know, I just take it at that. Now, I want to, you know, let my sister have her final thoughts, and then I'll go on with my final thoughts, and we can get up out of here like swimwear.
All right, my final thought, before the final thought, big shout-out to my little niece, Zola. She just turned 1 year old today, and I'm happy for her. God bless her. And on top of that, sisterhood. What is sisterhood? Something that starts within yourself, and you spread that same love out to somebody else, a kindred spirit that is going through the same things that you're going through, and you can share and you can learn from one another. Sisterhood is whether it's your real sister, biological sister, or even that sister here to this bond you said with your daughter. But, you know, instill that into your child at a young age. Even though you never had that sisterhood bond, start one. It's never too late. And you can spread the love, and you can educate somebody, and you might actually be able to change someone's life So don't be scared. Tap into a sisterhood. Maybe it might open up doors for things that you didn't even know about yourself. I know Street Queens, the movement, opened up doors, and I met a lot of different women that I haven't met in my life. And, you know, I grew from that, and now I have a lifelong sister from it. So, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to sisterhood, I got my sister, Emma. Love you.
That's right. Love you too, sis. I also want to squeeze in, you know, because we got to pay the bills and stuff. So I want to squeeze in the E2K Magazine and Friends gift, ninth annual gift thanks dinner that's happening in New York City, November 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m. That's on 138th Street. Cry Aloud Ministries is between Willis Avenue and Brown Place. Those that want to donate and are planning to donating edible food, not canned foods, edible foods, have to get there at 3 o'clock before the doors open to the public. Shout out to D Cut from the Av Records. Shout out to Stevie. Shout out to Pastor Elliot and Jennifer, who are going to be running it on November 22nd. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to New York City, you know, due to the crazy prices of, you know, the plane tickets. They're just going off the hook. And instead of spending that money on doing that, I'd rather send the money and feed several mouths, you know. So that's what I decided to do. But even though I'm not going to be there, please still support the cause. It's still an E2K Magazine event. It's our ninth year, and the community is coming out, and that's such a blessing, you know, to receive all the emails and all the supporters. Everybody's coming out. I watch some families representing. You know, the Boulevard is representing. There's all these communities, all these beautiful people coming together and offering their service, food, drinks, water, everything that's going to be needed for this dinner. And by the way, they will be bringing me in at the end through via satellite or speaker. I don't know how we're doing it, Skype. And I will be there one way or another, seeing my beautiful New York City people and thanking everybody, you know, for definitely doing what they do. Shout out to Lush Radio Online, who's, you know, been a big, big sponsor of this event, just like everything else that I do. Shout out to D Cuts, the Av Records, who's been with me from day one, you know, from all the way to 9 years, and still supports me to this day. You know, I just can't thank everybody enough for just stepping in and doing, you know, a beautiful thing for your community. So everybody, you know, take heed to that. Start in your own community. Start by just feeding just one family that you may see maybe doesn't have enough this year. Buy them a turkey. You know, you're buying a turkey, buy an extra turkey. Or, you know, when you're cooking, you know, cook something extra. Knock on your neighbor's door. Ask them, do they have a plate of food? Give them a plate of food. I mean, how much does that take away from you? It doesn't take nothing. But you can end up feeding somebody that probably was going to plan to have their whole night just sitting there and not having nothing to eat. It's a shame that in America, not a third world country, in America, we have people that are starving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have people that are starving. That's a shame. Yeah.
It's sad.
So, again, I don't like to go on my downer, okay? Lift it up again. Anyway, so shout out to everybody celebrating a birthday. Like I said, my brother Joey celebrated birthday. Marisol, we just had the only biggest birthday bash out in New York City last weekend. Everybody's shouting out, you know, that celebrating a born day. And those that are you know, doing an anniversary, rest in peace, somebody that, you know, passed away and is no longer with us. You know, either way, we must celebrate. When a baby is born and when somebody leaves us, either way we're celebrating because God is doing his work, and we're no one to get in the middle of that, even if we don't understand it. So peace, my queen. Peace, my sister. You know, thanks for holding me down. Peace to all the ladies, queens, divas, foxy sisters, and murder mommies out in the world, man. Go out there and make a change. Go out there and support yourself. Support others. Support your community. Keep your circle strong, man. Shout out to Oprah, the best that has done it in the game, you know, that has changed the look of sisterhood. You know, she's been able to change millions, you know. She has touched millions, and my hat goes out to her, man. If I can just be just the ghetto Oprah, you know, hey, you know what I mean? If I could be just a third of her or one-fourth of her, and I don't mean her, me wanting to be her, the individual Oprah. I'm talking about Oprah the movement, you know. That's what I'm talking about, and that's what I admire, all the changes in the lives that she has made. So definitely, you know, shout out to all y'all. It's been a blessing. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to take it out of here. And, you know, peace, man. Peace, peace, peace. All I can say is paz. Light and love.
Refugee camp. Conspiracy theory. Why? Yeah. Why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven. I wanna hold you so much, as long as love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak, but if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.